the Healing Through Love podcast with Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
What can they do to help shift the dial? What can they do to help them love themselves at that next level?
Yeah, so one of the things that I did, like I mentioned, Marissa Peer just a moment ago, and she has a book out that's called I Am Enough. And listening to her videos on YouTube, she suggested writing I Am Enough on sticky notes and putting them everywhere. And I actually took a permanent marker and wrote I Am Enough on my mirror in my bathroom. And I put it on sticky notes in my kitchen, and I put it in my car, and I put it everywhere, because we are enough. We are enough. We do not need someone outside of us to validate us and tell us we're amazing. It's always nice to hear those things, but it doesn't make it true. It's only really, really true if we believe it about ourselves.
Welcome to another episode of Healing Through Love. Each week, we share ideas, experiences, and resources to increase the awareness of domestic and family violence and to empower survivors to grow and thrive. We talk with experts who share their advice, or with people who have experienced abuse, no matter where they are on their journey. This is all about healing through love. And now, here are your hosts, Charlene Lynch and Rose Davidson.
Welcome to the Healing Through Love podcast. I'm Charlene Lynch, and together we're shining a light on hope, resilience, and transformation in the journey to end domestic violence. Each week, we bring you inspiring interviews with change makers, survivors, advocates, and experts who are making a difference in the lives of those affected by domestic and family violence. Whether you're on your healing journey or supporting someone who is, this is your space for powerful stories, practical tools, and heartfelt inspiration. Let's heal through love. I've got a very exciting guest with me today. Dee May is no stranger to abuse. Her 20-year marriage was filled with verbal and emotional abuse. She was followed by two consecutive relationships, which were also physical abuse. Thankfully, she learned how to love herself in a way that is unshakable and enables her to thrive in the healthy relationships today. Hi, Dee, and welcome.
Hi, Charlene. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, it's so great to connect. We're kindred spirits. We've only just met, but I feel that we're kindred spirits because we've both got the same heart, the heart for change, to let people know that when they shift their frequency, when they shift their belief system on themselves, they become unattractive to perpetrators. And so I love it. Now, we love to share our stories in this space so that we can let others breathe, relax, and see that, you know what, it's okay. So with your permission, Dee, can you share a little bit about why you do what it is that you do and the story that got you here?
Wow, it's a long, bumpy ride that I've been on, Charlene. It's been kind of crazy. And, you know, like you previously said, I did have a 20-year marriage that was very controlling, and just, I lost myself in that relationship. And I thought I found myself after I got out of it, but then I had two relationships after that that were even more abusive. And that was so crazy to me, because I never pictured myself as someone who would accept that kind of abuse and stay in the situation. But that's exactly what I did. And it wasn't the physical abuse that caused me to leave, actually. It was a verbal comment with the relationship that immediately followed my marriage. Well, not immediately, but the one after that. And it was a verbal comment that was made to me. And what's so interesting about it is that one of the comments that he made to me one day was, he just said something derogatory to me. And I looked at him and I said, "You can't talk to me that way." And I never will forget the look on his face as he looked up at me and said, "You're still here." Like you're accepting it. You're allowing this to happen. You're still here taking it. And I just was like, that is incredible. And I was so mad, but I wasn't even mad at him. I was mad at myself because he was right. I was still there. I was still taking it. And then that way I was showing him that it was okay for him to treat me that way. And then a couple of days later, he said something else to me. And that was the pivotal moment where I decided to leave that relationship. But then a couple of years later, I found myself in another abusive relationship. And I remember thinking, I need to get out of this. It just doesn't feel good. I don't enjoy being like there was. Most days I would be drinking my cup of coffee at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd be getting screamed at, right? And I would, and I, so I was like, how do I do this? How do I get myself strong enough to leave? Because I knew it was something within myself that I didn't feel worthy of having a relationship that was healthy. I didn't even know what that looked like because I had never had that before. But there was something in my soul that longed for that longed for peace in my life, instead of all of this turmoil. And so I started listening to YouTube, and I didn't even know what I was looking for. I was just looking for something that would help me get strong enough to leave this relationship and stay gone, because I left it multiple times, which is something that us abused women do. We will leave a relationship an average of 7 times before we leave and stay gone. It's insane. We'll keep going right back to our abuser over and over and over again. And the reason why is because we don't feel like there's another choice for us. We feel like we deserve in some way that treatment, but we don't. So I worked really hard at getting myself strong enough through podcasts, listening to Wayne Dyer, Mary Morrissey, Marissa Peer, and all of these amazing people, and learning what I needed to do to get myself strong enough and learn to love myself. And that is when I figured out that love is for yourself is the pivotal deciding factor in all of this. When you can love yourself to the point where you just don't accept that kind of behavior anymore, you don't have to fight against it. And I think that's what so many people believe, Charlene. I don't know what your experience was, but I feel like so many of us feel like we have to fight against that behavior and push back, but we don't. It can be as simple as just packing our bags and leaving and letting our actions speak for us. We don't have to engage in the arguments and the fussing and the fighting. We can just decide we're done and go, you know? And I know my situation isn't the same as some people's. It's a very dangerous situation they're in, but I always encourage people to reach out for the help because it's there. There's so many different ways now, like calling 911 and ordering a pizza. There's so many different sneaky ways that we can get the help we need without putting ourselves more in danger. And I think getting that awareness out there for these people who are in these really, really volatile, violent situations is really, really important. But it all starts with loving ourselves in that unshakable way. That's been my personal experience.
Oh, I hear you. And I'm choking up because when I cast my mind back to my last incident, which was 2019, I was already running Healing Through Love. I was already healed and I was already healing others. And yet it still happened again. So it's like we can, even if you're listening today and you've shifted and you feel like, you're at a different frequency, you feel like you've sort of got this. Yes, and without that real deep level of love and respect for yourself, it's almost like we reoffend, we re-attract the people that are going to do us harm. And I know that sounds a little harsh, especially if you're in the middle of it all. Yes, and when we change the way we turn up, we are no longer attractive to them. They won't even come near us. In fact, they'll walk on the other side of the street because we're not even remotely attractive to where it is that they are. And that's not putting the onus back on the survivor. We are talking about how can you empower yourself, love yourself, shift your frequency so that you can, make different decisions. I love it. And you're right, Dee. If you're in the thick of it, the first thing you need to do is to get safe. The first thing you need to do is to get help. And look, everybody talks about loving yourself, but it's not a Beatles song. Like, there are things that you can do, there's processes that you can do that can help you. So, Dee, let's just dive in to have a little bit of a conversation for the listeners that are listening today. What can they do to help shift the dial? What can they do to help them love themselves at that next level?
Yeah, so one of the things that I did, like I mentioned, Marissa Peer just a moment ago, and she has a book out that's called I Am Enough. And listening to her videos on YouTube, she suggested writing I Am Enough on sticky notes and putting them everywhere. And I actually took a permanent marker and wrote I Am Enough on my mirror in my bathroom, and I put it on sticky notes in my kitchen, and I put it in my car, and I put it everywhere because we are enough. We are enough. We do not need someone outside of us to validate us and tell us we're amazing. It's always nice to hear those things, but it doesn't make it true. It's only really, really true if we believe it about ourselves. One of the comments I heard Mary Morrissey was say, if you're not living something, then you don't know it. You only know about it. So we know a lot about self-love. But when we really know self-love, we're experiencing it for ourselves. And one of the things I would like to say about this is when you first start your self-love journey, it is so weird. It is so uncomfortable. It is so incredibly awkward to sit there and say good things to yourself. And then you're like, then you get like, I don't know about you, but I got tickled at myself. I would say something out loud and I'd just start laughing because I'm like, that's ridiculous. That is so far from being true, but it's not. It is true. And we get to embrace those things about ourselves and see, and self-love and narcissism are not the same. Because I know a lot of people believe if you love yourself and you're being narcissistic, it is not anything close to narcissism. It is so beautiful and so pure and allows us to show up in the most powerful way, not only for ourselves, but for others too. Because when we truly love ourselves, that ripple just expands out and we are so much more generous and loving to other people. And we can give them grace that we would have never been able to give them before.
I love it. My biggest challenge was the mirror exercises. And I don't know, just looking myself in the eye and just like declaring my love for myself. Yeah. Laughing was like the least of the things that I did. But I did find the mirror work really, really helpful because I'm a bit visual. So for me, it wasn't just about saying words as well with affirmations. And I know that you're a spiritual healer, and I know that you do tarots and help people with their, you're a spiritual mentor, really, and helping people maintain that level of high vibration. One thing that I noticed in the early days when I was using I am, which for me is a very powerful statement, is that it is also still the base chakras. And so when we use I am, which is great because we want to shift through that to get to the next level. But as I stepped into another level of power, I needed to shift my affirmations to I see or I hear. I had to use different language to help the affirmation. This sounds weird, but I don't have any other way to explain it. But to help the affirmation shift from the lower chakras right up to the top so that I could basically ascend more and have a little level, a different level of growth, because I found that when I was still working with just the I am, is that it fixed me at one level, but it didn't fix at the other levels as well. I have not the right language to explain this, but I know you understand what I'm talking about. And that's why you are the spiritual mentor and I'm the business strategist. I love it.
I love that explanation, though. I think that's so beautiful. And I do believe that that was a wise thing. Like your soul knew that you needed to do that because when we're working in the base chakras, it's all about the survival and the stability, right? The core needs of what we have to, that we need on a daily basis. And we don't feel safe in an abusive relationship. You never feel safe. You don't feel safe with him. Or her, if it happens to be a her that's being abusive, because women are abusive too. I have a son who had an abusive marriage and he had to get out of that. So, but we're in that base chakra, you know, we want to feel safe, we want to feel secure. And then we can't really move up in the chakras and into that higher vibrational space until we do feel safe. And feeling safe with ourselves is really important. And that's where the self-love comes in. And then you can start, like you said, moving it up and see. And I find myself using those words a lot more now too. I see and I can imagine, and it's all here now. It's and in the heart, I feel you, I feel what you're saying to me. You know, that energy, that vibration that you're putting out there, I feel that. So yeah, that's a really cool visualization that you just gave us. That's beautiful. It's perfect. It doesn't
Another
need
point.
anything.
Oh, thanks. So I'd love to talk about staying high in the nicest possible way. Listeners, we're talking about your frequency. We're talking about high vibing. We're talking about how you feel after you, I don't know, go to as you said before, go to an Anthony Robbins conference, or you get pumped up and you're very excited. The ways that you can maintain the higher frequency for the longer period of time, because it's not about reaching the high frequencies, it's about consistently living at a higher frequency, because that's when you get more intuition, that's when you get more downloads, that's when you can see a bigger picture of what's possible for yourself and the people around you, and for those of you who are in business as well, it's very important. So, let's dive into what we can do to stay high.
Yeah, so I really feel like this, and I sound a little bit like a broken record, I know, but I feel like this comes back to loving ourselves and realizing that we are capable. We already are everything we need to be at this vibration. And we are so used to being validated by other people and looking outside of ourselves for everything that we need in this life. And we are it. Y'all, we are it. We are it. We are everything that we need. So if we are everything that we need, then we don't need a Tony Robbins or a Mel Robbins or anybody else to get us to that vibration. We can get there ourselves. We can get there ourselves, and we can learn to maintain that on a daily basis. And like I said to you previously, we are human. We have the human ness about ourselves, and we're going to have days when it's hard. We're going to have moments and days when it's hard, and realizing and giving ourselves permission to feel those feelings on those days that aren't quite as high vibrational, that are a little lower and feel heavier, because you have to feel it to heal it. I had this conversation with someone earlier today, and we love pressing stuff down because we don't want to feel those feelings because they're not the greatest, right? They don't feel great. We don't really want to cry about things and be mad about things and rage against the machine sometimes, but sometimes that's what we need so that we can work through it. And that's when we get to reach out for support from our friend, from our mentor, our coach, if we have one. And just reaching inside of ourselves to realize that we still, even though we feel crappy, we still are everything that we need. We're still it.
I love it. I love it. Now, for those of you who are listening today and you're a business owner, how sometimes this manifests itself is that you spend more time consuming than you do producing. So you spend more time reading other people's posts, videos, going down rabbit holes, doing another program instead of producing your own. So, this is to be said for humans on a healing journey, but also for people that are in business as well. I always have a business strategy slide in there somewhere. I'm a recovering business strategist. I love it. So I love this. So some of the things that I do to stay high is I have a really solid morning, well, practice really, that allows me to start slow, but with intention to stay at a higher frequency. So something that I do, which is I called sitting in it. So as soon as I like my consciousness raises, and that's either with or without an alarm, as when I get to that point where I realize that I'm stepping back into this level of consciousness, is that I'm still in some type of a dream state. So I will hold myself in that dream state for long enough to ask, well, what is this about? What am I here to learn? How do I feel? And just without doing any lucid dreaming. So that means like without moving any of the chess pieces, like without mucking about with anything, just from an observer's perspective. And I just get so many, I get so many learnings that are from myself, that are from my own subconscious mind and unconscious mind. And it just allows me to go, you know what, you got this. And I get answers to problems and I get ideas. And I can either write them down or mostly now, because I've been doing it for a really long time, I just hold them in my mind and then I process them later when I'm sitting down and journaling. But I find a morning routine is a great way to help support yourself and being more about you. Whereas the old me used to reach for the phone first thing. So old Charlene used to, before she did anything, she'd roll over and the first thing she did was grab her phone. And that's more about looking out rather than looking in. And just following, like, just some tiny little things. So my question to you, Dee, is what sort of processes do you do? How do you stay high?
Yeah, so I have a morning routine that I do as well, and I give myself grace because sometimes Steve and I talk more in the mornings than we do on other days, so it doesn't always happen at a certain time. I know some people are very structured in that way where they get up and at 5 o'clock in the morning they're at the table and they've already gotten their coffee and they're journaling at 5 o'clock, and that's how they do it, and that's beautiful if that's the way you do things. It's a little more fluid for me, but I always do a card reading for myself. If I have dreams or anything like that in the mornings, I sit down and journal about my dreams because I do that because I love going back and being able to access what day did that happen, because I'm not always the greatest at did it happen yesterday or was it 2 weeks ago? I just remember that it happened recently. So I love having that ability to go back and reread what I've written. And then after I get my journaling done about my dreams or what kind of feelings I have about whatever it is when I wake up, then I do my card reading and I allow myself to believe the amazing messages that I get. And I think that is so, so important because so many times we get these amazing messages. Like I have a girl that I like to listen to who does card readings on YouTube, and her readings for me are so positive. And they're so incredible and they're so expansive. And I look at my life and I could easily slip into my logical mind and go, but I don't see that happening right now. But instead, I feel it. I feel it. And I allow myself to imagine myself in that space. And I just let that wash over me. And I'm like, of course, that's the way it is in my life. Of course, these beautiful things are happening. Why wouldn't they? Because I'm amazing. And of course, I get to create these magical things. And so I just allow myself to believe that because I think that's a really, really powerful tool for us to allow ourselves to believe that we are able to have those things, create those things, be those things, you know?
Oh, I love that. Allow yourself to believe. I love that. I'm going to write it on a post-it note and put it all around the room. I also love the fact that you talked about journaling. And I journaled from a very young age, but it was like a diary. And so there was a lock on it and no one else could read it. So I've been doing it for a long time, but I noticed through my mental health journey is the times when I wasn't amazing were the times when I wasn't journaling. And when I really reach in and spend more time with my journal, it has really allowed me to know thyself better, which means that I can turn up differently and I'm less reactionary. I take a step back. I ask more, isn't that interesting, rather than having a knee-jerk reaction. And I love it that there's so much power in journaling. And if you're listening today and you're not journaling, you don't need journal prompts. You just need to pick up a pen and paper and just start writing. And I started just writing notes to myself, and then letters of love. And then, so it's progressed to other things, and even to like visions of what's possible for the future. But you just need to think it, ink it. You need to get it out, because while it ruminates in your head, it's just going around and around in circles. But when it's cathartic when you start writing things down. There's an energy shift, and the bottom line is you've got this. Like, you were designed with the answer inside of you, listeners. So, you need to find a way to tap into that. And so, journaling is a great way to tap into your internal intelligence. I love it. So, now you do tarot readings. Now, is that for the public? Like, what's happening there?
Yes, it is for the public. I would like to go back just to tell you how much I just love Inkit. That is so cool. And on the topic of journaling too, I do have a separate journal that I keep just for my big dream. Like I have this big, huge dream, and I have a separate journal that all of that is laid out in. And every single time I have another detail that is added, I go and I put it in there. And sometimes I'll go back to the beginning and read all of the pages so I can see how beautiful it is all over again, because it gets me excited even more about it. And it brings it more and more into my reality every single time, because I just let myself, I have a very vivid imagination. So I'm really seeing what I'm reading as I'm reading it. So that is a powerful thing that I do sometimes as well. But back to the tarot readings. Yes, I do do those. I do have those on my website, and I'm about to change my prices actually and lower those down a little bit because I feel drawn to do that. So I offer a full reading, and that will be $85 at the time this airs. And then I do have a short reading that I do also, and that is by email only. I don't usually do those by Zoom. And that is $45. So I do have those on there, and I just did a new moon reading for my Mindful Monday musings that dropped this morning as we're recording this. And I'm going to be doing more of those because I really enjoy it. Like, I love reading for people. I do. I absolutely love it. It's so natural and amazing. And I do it all intuitively. I know a lot of people have had this really like a traditional training in card reading, and I think that's a beautiful thing as well, but I do mine all intuitively. So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I feel, gee, we could probably talk all day, just quietly. And I'm looking forward to having another conversation with you later on during the year. If you're listening today and you are a survivor of family and/or domestic violence, reach out to Healing Through Love because we've got Pamper Days designed just for you. Imagine day spa on steroids. You come along, you have a skincare treatment done, you'll have your hair done, your makeup done, you might have your chakras aligned, might have a card reading. Like you name it, there's all sorts of amazing experiences to be had. We also have educators in and around that space, people that have written books. We also have somatic healers, and we're usually represented by the local government as well. So when they've got their outreach groups, they usually come and have a stall at our Pamper Days as well. They're entirely free for survivors, and we'd love to connect you with a local one to you. If you're listening today and you are a practitioner, we would love to hear from you. We're looking for volunteers and practitioners all over the globe, and we're also looking for organizers, people that want to coordinate these, because as of 2023, Healing Through Love went global, and we're very proud of that. So we'd love to connect to you. But in closing today, I'd love to know, Dee, what are your final words of wisdom to our listeners today?
I think the words that came into my mind when you asked that question is you deserve to love yourself. You are everything, and you deserve that so much.
That is so beautiful. I love it. We're both going to cry. It's a goodbye from me and a goodbye from Dee.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Healing Through Love. You can get further resources, see the show notes, or simply reach out to us via our website at htlaustralia.org. Thanks so much for joining us, and we look forward to your company next time on the Healing Through Love podcast.